Advocates for creating a dog park in the largest city in western Massachusetts have secured money for a feasibility study. For almost 2 years, an ad hoc committee of the Springfield City Council has been looking into creating a dog park, a place where dogs could exercise and socialize off-leash. Noticing the popularity of dog parks in places like East Longmeadow, Agawam, Northampton, and Holyoke, City Councilor Orlando Ramos created the Dog Park Committee when he was council president in 2018. He now chairs the committee. The ad hoc committee consists of several dog owners and representatives from the city's Parks Department, Animal Control Operations, and Health Department. While a dog park sounds like a simple concept, creating one is complex. Patrick Sullivan, Springfield's Parks Director, said none of the city's existing parks have space that could be easily converted to a dog park.
Recreation, playgrounds, and so forth. And then when you get into the area where there are woods, they're mainly woods because they're wetland areas that can't be developed. So I'm struggling of where an existing property we already own, where it could go.
The city's Commissioner of Health and Human Services, Helen Calton Harris, said she envisions some people will object to the development of a dog park, especially if there's no evidence of sufficient demand for one.
We would need an undergirding of something to be able to move that forward.
$50,000 for a dog park feasibility study was one of the projects authorized for funding this year from the Springfield Community Preservation Act. Ramos said the study will determine if there is sufficient demand for a dog park and identify possible locations.
Should there be more than one? I'm assuming there will be more than one because of the size of the city of Springfield. And geographically, we want to place them in locations that would work. The question whether they should be located in an existing public park or whether the city should acquire additional land for this use. Those are some of the questions that will be answered by the feasibility study.
The ad hoc committee will schedule a meeting with the city's procurement office to discuss finding someone to conduct the feasibility study.
The feasibility study will also be looking at what the best practices are in order to run the dog park. I know that some other communities have volunteers that run a dog park. That might be the route that we take, but that's a question that will be answered by the study.
Ramos said the study should be finished by the end of next year. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.